Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Gene Marks is our guest. He's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Outfoxing the Small Business Owner, also the Small Business Book of Lists, Streetwise Small Business Book of Lists, which is a huge volume that's very important, very essential to, I think, to any small business. And he's our good friend. Gene Marks, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
It's good to have you back. And folks, by the way, Gene is a well-known professional he's an entrepreneur in his own right, also a speaker and a writer. Many of you have seen his bylines in many publications around the country, around the world. Gene, I know one of the things you got on your mind today is social networking. One of the things that I've been trying to come to grips. One thing I've said lately, Gene, is I used to seek the meaning of life. Now I'm seeking the meaning of social networking. And you know, remember when websites were all the rage and everybody was hysterical about websites? Now they're just basically a tool that we use. Isn't social media kind of getting into that same area where instead of being so manic about them that we're starting to realize that they're really just a tool?
Yeah, they really are, and I tell you, Jim, I just wrote a column about a month ago for Business Week that got a whole lot of attention, both positive and negative. That I said that, you know, for business owners, we don't, you know, many business owners don't need a website. It was my claim, the claim being that, you know, a lot of business owners I'm seeing nowadays, rather than go to the expense of creating, a real, you know, complicated, fancy type of, web portal or website, they're going to a lot of the social, community websites like MySpace or Facebook or Twitter. Twitter's not a good example, but a lot of these sites where they create their own blogs and their own pages, mm-hmm. Where they're able to disseminate just as good information as any website would, and it's free. So, I think the whole, atmosphere is changing where you don't necessarily need to have, a full-blown website anymore. What's really important is having sort of a web presence, a web page, mm-hmm. per se. And a lot of those tools out there are, like I said, free or inexpensive.
Well, so what you're not saying that they don't need to be present on the internet. You're saying that because we have so many different alternatives now, it doesn't have to be the classic traditional website.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It could be a blog. It could be one of these variations on blogs and websites. These kind of a hybrid type of thing. But you do need to have some place where people can find you online.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But it drives me nuts when I go to some of these technology conferences and people gasp in disbelief when they hear these, statistics like 50% of small business owners don't have a website, And I'm like, I go to a deli in our neighborhood, a great place called Jaime's Deli. They don't even have a website, They have a MySpace page. They don't need a website. They're a deli.
Well, as long as when I'm looking for them, if I go to your town and I'm looking for Jaime's Deli, if I don't know how to get there, as long as I can find a place online that'll give me directions, then that's okay.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. And, what people forget is that there's 20 million small businesses, and so many of them are retail shops, gas stations, pizza shops. I mean,
independent contractors.
Yeah, exactly. Like independent contractors. Yeah. I mean, these guys are not eBay. I mean, they don't need to have some kind of full-blown thing here.
That's right.
They need to have a presence. And a lot of the social community sites that are out there now, they give you the opportunity to have a web presence really inexpensively, so that people can go to get, like you just said, driving directions, a basic menu.
Find out what the menu is. And also, in a lot of ways, it's even better for them because some of these sites, like LinkedIn, or MySpace or whatever, they give them the opportunity to have the community comment on what they found there. So you and I could go there and say, hey, 16 people like this hamburger.
It's funny.
And it's not as easy to do that on a traditional website.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, it's true 100%. And, you know, following on that Business Week column, I wrote another column for Forbes that came out just last week where, you know, my position was that social community websites are actually a great place for servicing your customers. They're, you know, I interviewed a guy named Mike McDermott who runs a company called FreshBooks. And they're like an online invoicing, a 30-person company, you know. And this guy was telling me how he thinks that a lot of business owners miss the map. They think that they're going to put a page on Facebook or MySpace, and you know, all the business is going to
come. The money's going to come rolling in, right? I've been saying that for a long time. It's not the way it's going to work.
Exactly. Like, it's some kind of big marketing tool. And his feeling is, and I agree with this feeling, is that these are great places to service your customers. You know, his customers are on MySpace, and they're on Facebook, and they're Twittering away. And he has a presence on each of those social, you know, community websites, his company does, so that, like you just said, people can leave comments about their products, they can post questions. He's going to his customers. He's not waiting for them to come to him.
Right, and that's all part of the push elements of marketing these days, rather than the pull element. You don't have to come see me; I'll go to you. Now, another thing, you know, that I fear, Gene, I'd like your thoughts on this. I fear that sometimes people think that Twitter, being on Twitter and twittering, is work. They actually act like that they do that, and then they, you know, they spend hours doing it. That's actually going to, you know, get a bunch of followers. You know, when is the money going to come rolling in? That's a big mistake, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're right. It really is. I think what we're
not to say Twitter isn't okay. I'm not saying you don't need to be there. Just, you got to be realistic about what the expectations are.
There's only so much you can say in 140 characters, you know, and that's all Twitter allows you to do. And I'll tell you the real power of Twitter, Jim. When that plane went down in the Hudson a couple of weeks ago, you go on the Twitter that moment, and if you started searching Hudson or plane crash, you started seeing hundreds of Twitter posts there from people that were right there on, you know, online seeing it. You know, and with this big famous picture, I think, that most of us saw of all the passengers on the wings of the plane waiting to be rescued, that was taken by a guy from a cell phone on one of the ferries going to rescue them, and he posted that right onto Twitter. So, you know, from a media standpoint and getting news of you know, right on the street stuff is what's going on, that's a pretty powerful thing.
Absolutely.
For a business owner, you know, I'm not so sure it's really that powerful a thing.
Yeah, I think I agree. All of this stuff is, you've got to find a way to make it into a tool, and we can't be nothing that we're talking about, folks, if there's any part of it that you're hysterical about, and a lot of people are hysterical about some of these things, then it's not going to be good for your business. Gene, give us your website, please.
Sure, it's quickerbetterwiser.com.
quickerbetterwiser.com. No false modesty there, right, Gene? Gene Marks, ladies and gentlemen, we like him. He and I will be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blessinggame. You know me, I'm Mr. Humble, too. Stay with us. My parents live in the same small town. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blessinggame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. My blog is there as well, my knowledge base. AskJim.biz is there. You can listen to the archives of past interviews that Gene Marks and I have conducted. They're all right there on our website and on his page, by the way. He has his very own page. You know, you've heard of MySpace, Gene, your place on MySpace. You've got a page on GymSpace there.
I don't know if you knew that.
And so, folks, articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written, they're there. Lots of stuff to help you. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you hang out with us. Oh, by the way, we also have, the homepage has a little quote from me every day. There's a short motivational minute you can read. There's a 1 minute small business minute audio little clip that you can listen to. Lots and lots of stuff. If you got 15 seconds, we got some stuff for you. If you got 15 minutes, Streetwise Small Business Book of Lists, also the author of Outfoxing the Small Business Owner and a syndicated columnist. Into our traditional marketing strategy. How do we bring those two disparate worlds together?
I can tell you, I think that you have to, first of all, you have to pick your tools as to what you want to focus on, okay? So I can only give you my personal example, okay, Jim? I've got a page on Facebook, and I use that page really just for personal. So people that link to it are friends of mine and people from my summer camp or school or whatever, and that's just a personal page, you know? Mm-hmm. But, you know, I keep my page for business on LinkedIn.com.
Yep. Yep.
And LinkedIn is, you know, another very popular site. So, you know, LinkedIn is its own community, and I use that to drive any people that need information about me or professional information or you know, whatever, can go to that site to get information about me. Those are the vehicles that I've chosen. So, you know, bear in mind that, you know, there's so many of these social community websites out there, Facebook and MySpace and LinkedIn and, you know, many others. You should choose one that you think sort of suits what your objectives are, whether it's personal or professional, mm-hmm. and then kind of focus on that. You know, MySpace alone has just millions of unique visitors every day. I mean, mm-hmm. you'll be no short of people visiting you. You just got to pick the right community and don't spread yourself too thin. You'll go crazy trying to update all these different community websites if you spread yourself too thin.
Well, so we got these businesses you were talking about that are out there. They're regular businesses, and they've been doing traditional marketing for the last 25 years or the last 10 years or whatever, and they hear you and me talking about Twitter and MySpace and LinkedIn and Facebook and all that sort of thing, and they're thinking, okay, I want to be kind of hip and I want to be with it. I don't want to get left behind, but you know, I'm running a business here. I've got a website. I've got I'm trying to do regular marketing. Am I missing something? What part of this should I be plugging into?
Well, that is the best question to ask, and it gets back to the piece that I wrote about not having a website. All these people, business owners that don't have websites, they're not idiots. I mean, you know, contrary to what a lot of the technology propeller heads might say, these are people that are running their own companies and have their own, you know, limited resources as to where they're going to spend their money, right? And resources is just not only dollars, but your time as well. So if you're hearing all of this noise about the social community websites like, you know, Facebook and MySpace, okay, that's very nice, but that doesn't mean that somebody has to jam their agenda down your throat. You have to look at the sites and say, look, if I were to join Facebook, is this something that is going to generate revenue for me or not? And I think most business owners are smart enough to know whether or not it's worthwhile spending the time on a site to do that. I'll give you an example. You know, one of my favorite comedians is a guy named Jim Gaffigan, and if you've never heard his, like, routine on Hot Pockets, it's, like, unbelievably hysterical. But Jim Gaffigan, he's a business owner, right? He's a comedian. He tours around the country. He generates revenue. He sells books. I mean, he's got his own sort of one-man business. Well, he uses Facebook to connect to all of his fans and have comments and have photos and have jokes and all sorts of things. That Facebook page is generating revenue for him, generating, you know, interest in him. It works for him. If you own a deli or a pizza shop, I don't know how many fans your Facebook page is going to get. Your marketing dollars is probably spent a lot better by sending out mailers to the local mm-hmm. neighborhood or coupons. It's just another marketing tool. There are plenty of marketing tools out there. Just because some, you know, technological, you know, genius is telling you you've got to be on Facebook doesn't mean he has a clue what he's talking about. You've got to decide where it's best to spend your money.
Right, absolutely. And be sure that, to me, a traditional business needs to just take this one. They need to walk a crawl, walk, run. Don't you think? I mean,
yeah.
And I'll tell you something else, Gene, that I've done. I practice this myself. If you really want to get to know what's going on in the social media, hire somebody who's 25 or under to help you with it. What do you think, Gene?
Yeah, well, those are the guys that are there. But, you know, if, you know, it gets back to where your market is. If you're selling products or services and you want to attract the under 25 market or even the under 30 market,
right,
then you know what? You might want to really consider having a presence in one of these online communities, because there's a lot of people of that generation
right
there. So
yeah,
it really depends on where your market is. And frankly, getting back to Jim Gaffigan example, he's got a ton of fans that are under 30 years old, and
yep,
that's why he's on Facebook.
QuickerBetterWiser.com, right, Gene?
Correct. All of my columns are there.
They can find your books there too, right?
They can buy my books there as well.
Hey, thanks, Gene, for being here. Good job today, as always.
Gene, thanks so much.
Gene Marks, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. We'll have him back again real soon. He's got a lot more to teach us. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with our good friend Lynn Morella. We'll talk a little bit about ethics. Very important topic for our time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.